It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG! It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
It's hour number three of an agenda-free Friday here from Hurricanes at the Garden. Felger and Maz with Big Jim Murray and Christopher Gasper of the Boston Globe alongside the Agenda Free Fridays are driven by the Bernardi Auto Group. Bernardi for now, Bernardi for life, BernardiAutoGroup.com. Gasper, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Hello,
good.
Chris.
I'm going to give you multiple choice, okay?
Ooh, that sounds fun.
I want you to rank in order.
Okay.
Rank in order the possibilities.
All right.
Tom Brady retires.
Okay.
Tom Brady plays somewhere else. Tom Brady plays here next year, okay? And retires. Or in 2020, plays here. Or in 2020, plays somewhere else. Three options. Rank the likelihood of each.
Number one, Tom Brady retires. Number two, Tom Brady plays somewhere else. Number three, Tom Brady plays here next year.
Another one.
So you're in agreement with that.
Another one that you think it's more likely that if Tom Brady keeps playing, that he'll play somewhere else than here.
See, this makes sense, though, because Chris was on the same blast email that Schefter was on.
I think that's a major bit of speculation.
It is, but you know, it's the funny thing is, it's not really new. I was just going and calling up something that I wrote in August when he did the contract extension, and I wrote, if you think Brady's latest contract with the Crafts guarantees that he'll finish his career a Patriot now, you're wrong. And so I think that when the contract was done, you could sort of read some of these tea leaves. Now, because it's Schefter, I think it gets blown up again. And I think even Schefter was saying some of this stuff at the time. But the reality is it was Tom's side that wanted the provision in there that he couldn't be franchised. What does that tell you? The house is for sale. Guerrero's house is for sale. He doesn't want to be franchised. Does that sound like someone who's planning to stick around?
No. I mean, I agree. I just always do the when push comes to shove thing. Okay, so I know
Brady, which is fair.
You know, feels that way now, but then when push comes to shove,
yeah,
you know, cooler heads prevail, and they're not going to blow it up. Like, I felt that way in the middle of the Seth Wickersham stuff that I thought was all real, too.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, push comes to shove. Is he really? Really? Would he go ahead with that?
20 years is a long time to be in one place. You know? It's a long relationship. And no matter how good a relationship it is, there could be certain things that start to irritate you a little.
All right. So I agree with that. And there's no doubt in my mind he's irritated. Now here I'm Randy Moss with Adam Schefter. Where? If you're willing to say that it's, you know, more likely that he goes than stays if he keeps playing.
Sure.
You have retirement as number one.
Yeah, that's number one.
But then paint a scenario for me.
Where he goes somewhere else?
Yeah, I mean if not necessarily a prediction, but something like this.
I would say something like Philip Rivers retires with the Chargers, and they blow out Anthony Lynn, and there's a new coach there, and maybe it's Josh McDaniels.
Okay,
and suddenly,
that's what I said the other day.
Now it's like new stadiums opening. That team has some talent. He's there with some weapons. Maybe it's something like that.
They get buzzed for the first time since they moved to L.A.
I mean,
Do you know who ended his career with the, I believe, San Diego Chargers, I believe? I'm going to look it up right now.
Unitas?
Joe Namath?
I think Unitas was a Charger.
Yeah.
I think Unitas,
Namath was a Ram, I think.
Namath went to the Rams, that's right. But go ahead. So, okay.
Yeah,
so
or maybe there's a situation with Vrabel in Tennessee.
Do you think he would go to Tennessee?
Well, there's actually a lot of there's more celebrities down there than you would think, number one.
Tell him about Kristen Cavallari.
Yeah, Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler. I'll tell you what, if I were Brady, I'd go down there. But that's just me. That's my bias for Kristen Cavallari. But there's more of a celebrity culture down there than you'd think. And What if some team gives him sort of the old Roman Pfeiffer, Felgie, and says, hey, just show up on Wednesday and, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday practice. You know, we'll fly your family in on the weekend. Then you fly back after the games and you're, you know, and where do they live? Where are they going to live now?
Greenwich.
You're in Greenwich Sunday night, Monday, most of Tuesday. Just fly back and practice. Somebody might do that for him.
And you think more than he's ever been, he's willing to do it. And Unitas did finish in San Diego in 1973. Go ahead.
Yeah, I do, just based on the contract and the way the season has gone. But I still think, you know, retirement's probably number one because of what we're talking about. When he looks around, right, and says, okay, I might be done here, but where else am I going to go? If there aren't any other appealing options, then why play at all? And also, here's the other thing. Here's what I think is different. When he had the comments on the other station about I'm on borrowed time,
that's not what
his brand's about. That's not what he's ever talked about. He's been resolute. In fact, when he's been asked in the past about do you still plan to play until 45, he talks about, you know, how many times do I have to answer this? And, you know, I've always said the borrowed time, that's new. And so when I look at that and I say, okay, that's what's different here. Suddenly he's talking about I'm on borrowed time. That's a different consideration. That's a completely different message and packaging than we've heard in the past from
him. Okay, so I'm sorry, Matt.
Well, I was just going to say, at this stage, do you think it's likely just that he retires? Forget the other options.
I think it depends on how it ends. Like, you know, if he wins a championship, if he wins number seven, then yeah. You know, if they come really close and there's something. This is just me just watching him this year, and I don't have any inside info on this, and we're all reading Brady's body language, which, you know, around here, obviously, has been a cottage industry for 20 years, but to me, it doesn't look like he's having as much fun as he's had in the past. And it's not like just frustration. I think he feels like this is a grind. And I would almost say that mentally, you lose the passion before physically he's going to fizzle out. It's a lot mentally to be the face of a franchise and to have the burden of an offense on you. It's a lot.
So what's the grind? Is the grind this specific situation or the sport, the NFL?
Might be all of it. Might be all of it. And again, that's pure speculation. I have no idea. I mean, the guy also says, I don't know what I do outside of football. But when I look at it, I don't see someone that looks like they're having fun.
I agree with you.
Someone who looks like they're doing what they love.
And Schefter said this in one of the things that we've been playing. I can't remember, maybe from the Get Up thing, where he said he said something along those lines, but he said he's actually embracing it and enjoying it. And that's the one part. I remember I said yesterday, that one didn't feel genuine to me. Because I do not feel Brady's embraced his situation. I feel like he sort of fought his situation.
No way he's embraced.
Meaning like he's not embraced the young guys. He's not embraced the until maybe very recently. But I feel like he's sort of fought against what he's been surrounded by and fought against the way the offense is or fought against the way the team is built or fought against his contract. Or like, I agree. I do not feel the same vibe from Brady that I felt in the past.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. And again, you know, I don't have any inside info on that. It's just sort of observing him. It just doesn't seem like he's. I mean, they're 7-0, and I know he's frustrated with the offense, but normally he'd be frustrated in a way where it's like, it's this great challenge, and we're going to get it to this. I don't care what it takes. We're going to get it to this level. It seems like he's more kind of like, oh, this is what we got. This is what they gave me. Eh.
I haven't been in there early enough. Has he been doing the rundown at the end of the field, screaming, let's go thing?
Like probably. I don't know. Zoe's the one who keeps track of that. You know, when we're on the field down there, I'm just trying to make sure they're not removing me from the sidelines, to be honest, Jim. So I don't really keep track of that.
So, Chris, when you say that the whole thing is grinding on him,
yeah,
right, the whole thing.
Yeah.
If he had gotten a 2-year, $50, $60 million extension, would he feel this way?
That's a great question, Maz. You know, I don't know.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I know you feel that, yeah, it wouldn't be bothering him. But, again, whose side was it that wanted the non-franchise tag?
Brady.
His side.
Yeah.
And hasn't he also said, and sorry to cut you off, but, you know, like, when you have, he said something along the lines of, I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, when you have a certain amount of years on your contract, you feel obligated to fulfill them type of thing?
Yeah. Yeah, see, I looked at that again as him saying,
if they gave me two years, I'd fulfill it.
Right. Yeah, if they gave me two more years, I'd be playing two more years. Like, maybe. You know, they showing it. See, I think the biggest factor is that he gets to this stage of his career, hell, for a long time now, but I think he keeps coming back to them saying, now will you treat me like what I really deserve? It's now 6 titles. It's now 9 Super Bowls. It's some preposterous number of AFC championship games. Like, now will you do it? And they say no again. And I think he just says, you know what? Screw this. For what? I'm chasing something that I will never, ever catch. which is you acknowledging that I deserve to be treated differently. Now, that's what I think it is.
Okay, we'll take your thoughts on Brady with Gasper, a great guy to have in on that topic. I want your thoughts for the radio on Michael Bennett. I read your column today, Chris.
Yeah.
And you said you're on the side of Michael Bennett.
I am.
On this one. Explain.
Yeah, because I think, look, they gave this guy a certain contract. They brought him in. You know who Michael Bennett is as a player and what he does best. And to me, one of the great attributes about Bill Belichick is he always puts players in a position to succeed. He maximizes their strengths and minimizes their weaknesses. Asking Michael Bennett to two-gap? I don't know about that. I mean, to me, you're maximizing his weakness and minimizing his strength. What happened is they changed the scheme, and rightfully so. It's working. You can't say it's not. They're off to a historic start, and he doesn't fit what they're doing anymore.
Can
so
I
they brought
in,
him
Chris?
In here with one role, and then that role doesn't exist.
But you tell me.
Yeah, sure.
Know better, but in my view, even when they're in a 4-3, those guys up front are still two-gapping. It doesn't change the nature of it. Like, Lawrence Guy is not flying around out there,
sure,
penetrating, getting to the quarterback. He's still tying up blockers. So I think even if they were in 4-3, he would have had a hard time with
it. But if the front was more like a 4-3 front when they're in sub, which is kind of the new base, right?
Yeah.
Like, when you saw Trey Flowers rush from the inside, right? I mean, was he straight up strictly like
okay,
a two-gap
so
guy?
Okay, so why can't Bennett do it in this system? Because Adam Butler's out there in that spot. And like,
because Butler's a bigger guy, and Butler will do more sort of against the run. Like, Michael Bennett is – I compare it almost to Adrian Claiborne. These are guys that are from systems where it's like, get to the quarterback by hook or by crook, get up the field. That's not the Patriots. Even taking the two-gap out, it's like you're going to rush. You're going to rush in your lane. You're going to rush under control. That's not...
So this is what I'm saying. I think even if they were 4-3, he wouldn't have worked. That's sort of...
Okay, oh, well, maybe you're right. I just think that when you bring a guy like that in, you're saying we have a role for you. They've had other guys. They brought in sort of the Derek Burgesses and Mark Andersons and guys like that, and those guys were being allowed to, you know, for the most part, sort of do what they do to a degree. And I just look at it, and I feel like they had a role for him. You know what he does best. And also, I'm going to be honest with you, and I don't mean this disrespectfully, but, like, Brett Bielema has been in the league for 30 seconds, and he's going to tell three-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champion Michael Bennett about this is what you have to do to play defensive. I mean, get out of here. Sorry.
I'm with Chris on this. I mean, you know what the player is. He's a veteran guy. It's not like he's still a young guy that you can mold. You bring him in, and then you ask him to play away from his strength? Well, what the hell did you bring him in for?
It was a mistake. It was a mistake on their part. I mean, period, story over.
I mean, that's why I keep saying over and over it was an evaluation mistake. I think they just evaluated the fit improperly. It was a mistake.
Do you have anything on Josh Gordon? What do you think happened there?
I don't have anything on that. I just think it's funny, though, that, you know, right after they let him go, there were a couple of sort of tweets or stories about, well, you know, they were never relying on him anyway. And it's like, really? Because he started every game he played here, and they ignored his reliability issues the whole time. So it sort of seemed to me, plus he got a throwing session with Brady, which we all know how rare those are. Ask Gunnar Olszewski how many of those throwing sessions he's had. So, I mean, when you look at that...
Somewhere between zero and zero.
Yeah, I mean, I look at that and I say, well, what do you mean they were never counting on him at all? I just don't think that's true. So I'll be interested to see what happened there. I don't think it was an injury thing. Maybe there was something where they thought he was going to show up somewhere and, you know, he didn't, or they couldn't reach him or something like that.
Okay, so Gasper, here on all these Patriots items, Bennett, Gordon, most importantly, Brady and his future. Chalk Gasper up with among those who say him staying is the least likely scenario. That's like a bombshell bit of speculation, Maz. It's so bombshelly, I'd be reluctant to do it. You know what I mean, Stu? I'd couch it. I'd sit on the fence. I wouldn't be willing to offer that speculation. It's so big.
I agree.
So your thoughts on all that right after this.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
And Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
The Celtics home openers tonight at the Garden. Felger and Mass are at Hurricanes with Miller Lite on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I would just say, look, there are three options, right? He's either staying in New England, he's retiring, or he's going to go play somewhere else. I would think of those three. That staying in New England, to me, would seem like the least likely option of the three. But we'll see.
The least likely option of the three.
I think you could go any which way. I think all three are in play. But I think it'd be more likely that he would retire or even perhaps move on than it would be to stay in New England. We'll see.
Wow. Okay.
All right, there's the Schefter. One of many Schefter comments about that. Gasper now alongside here at Hurricanes at the Garden on Agenda Free Friday. To your phones on everything. Barbara in Beverly's been waiting patiently on Michael Bennett. Go ahead, Barbara. What do you got?
Hi, guys. Listen, that moron that called you earlier about the reason Michael Bennett was let go and said that it had to do with the locker room kneel down. He can't kneel on the field anymore, so the guy isn't even up to date on it.
Let me just say, Barbara, it has nothing to do with it because they signed him knowing he was going to do that. It had nothing
exactly.
to do.
He doesn't even come out. He doesn't come out for the anthem.
Right.
Exactly. That really bugged me. But at any rate, it was the wrong move to make. I agree with Gasper, though. You're correct. I mean, they never should have picked him up. And Belichick made another stupid move with Antonio Brown. So I'm not the regular fan person. But don't lump Josh Gordon in there because he's a different story. I think he is a very relatable player. I think he has worked really hard. He's really tough. He plays through injuries. And I think he would just get better as the season went on. So I don't know what's going on with him. I wish someone did, but Patriots place isn't going to let us know.
Okay, Barbara, thanks. I think just following Gordon there, I can see why people liked him and rooted for him. Like, he felt like a likable guy. And Bennett and Brown, certainly less so. Certainly Brown, for sure. I just think what made those mistakes, Chris, is the contracts. I mean, that's $14, $15 million real dollars out the door. That usually, that's not how they do it with those risky guys. Usually it's per game and no risk on the contract and blow you out of here in a second at no loss if it comes to that. And that's what made this one different. And I think it's going to come back to Bill at some point. It just is. The football department at some point is going to want to sign some player and need some money. And the business side is going to say, not after you flush that 14 down the table. We got to get that back. And I'm not worried about the cap, but budgets. You know, that's $14 million real dollars.
Yeah, it's real money. Yeah, right. I think that's a very cogent point there, that at some point when he wants to do something that maybe they'll say, well, hold on a little bit. Let's pump the brakes because are you going to waste our money?
And I think they're doing it this year because I do feel a little bit like it's an all-in kind of year. Brady's last year, there was a report from Chris Robinson and Yahoo that Brady wanted Sanu over Manny Sanders, and that's why they went and got
Charles Robinson?
Yeah. Charles Robinson.
That's an interesting – well, you know, I wrote this today too. I prefer Emmanuel Sanders. The numbers say he plays a lot in the slot and plays well. However, when I look at the Patriots' offense and what Brady needs – he needs that Danny Amendola type of guy, that type of outlet, and Sanu's closer to that, you know, as opposed to a big play guy. To me, Emmanuel Sanders, I've always thought, no offense to you, it's an upgraded Deion Branch.
Oh, yeah,
I know
how
much you love Deion, but to me, I always thought Emmanuel Sanders was an upgraded Deion Branch, but that's interesting.
So that I think they're, I don't know, maybe the owner's taking care of Brady in his last year, something like as a whiff of that. There's Adam in Brockton. Is this Adam in Brockton, meaning Bob and Easton's brother?
Been a long time, fellas. So I
where the hell have you been? Where have you been?
Seriously, Bobby, but yes, it is.
Where have you been?
I've been scouring the high school football field to find Mike Lynch's next high five winner. Mike, you're talking to a defeated man. I mean,
I hear you.
When it comes to this team, I tip my cap to you guys that you could fill 4 hours bashing them. It's very entertaining to me. But I can't do it anymore. And don't get it twisted, okay? I despise this team, and the only thing I hate more is their phony bandwagon fans. Okay, I wish that Teddy Sarandis would be the judge, jury on the sentencing for these blowhard bobos. Okay,
2 years in prison. Yeah.
Oh, it's this 20 years, Mike. It's the greatest run in the history. It pains me to say this, but it's the greatest run in sports history. I mean. I know, and you do a fantastic job with the needling of these fans, these so-called fans, again, with the schedule and the QB and the coaches that they face. It's not college football, Mike. They don't make their schedule. They play what's in front of them.
I know.
But Mike, just hear me out. As far as QBs and the coaches, do you want them to draft their players for them and hire their personnel? I mean, I throw my hands up. I'm done. I can't. There's nothing I can do. I'm petrified what they're going to do to my Browns this week.
Adam, before we let you go, are you living with your brother now?
I'm living with my brother. I am. So every Sunday is personal hell. The best way I can describe it for you, Mike, is, you know, you go home every day and you're living with Montreal Canadian fans. It's brutal. It's absolutely brutal.
Adam, thanks for checking in. So Adam is a big Patriot hater. His brother, Bob and Easton, is a like classic Patriot honk. And
it's, like you read about.
It's the heat miser and the cold miser, and they just, those two are the best. I think you sort of referenced in there, Chris. What's amazing is Bill can get so many big personnel decisions wrong, and I think he's done a good job as a GM, and I give him a good grade as a GM and all of that, but he's had some big misses. I mean, Antonio Brown is a big whiff. Michael Bennett is a big whiff. Those are the two biggest moves on each side of the ball. Pillar moves, signature moves, both blew up on him. He hasn't had a first-round pick that's really come through and contributed. Really, in how long? Like 5 years or something? Unless you want to.
Well, Sony was pretty good last year.
So Sony's sort of a tweener, maybe. But if that's the if that's the most impact you've gotten out of the first round in 5-6 years, I mean, and it doesn't matter. No one's catching up. The gap keeps getting bigger, and that's a statement on something. I don't know what.
Ben? I think it's a statement on Belichick's brilliance, and I've always said this. This is what's frustrating sometimes when we talk about this team here. People have it right. Belichick is the best. You should worship him. But it's not because he's infallible and every move is part of the master plan. It's because he's the best in the business at adjusting on the fly. And if he makes a mistake, he can find a plan B, a plan C, a plan D, a plan E, and still beat you, right? But instead, somehow here, it gets twisted into every single move, like putting Josh Gordon on IR, was the master plan all along. And it's like, no, you're actually discrediting the guy. Like, give him the credit he deserves for being able to look at a mistake and rectify it and fix it better than anybody else in the league, and probably better than anybody else in the history of the game. That's where he deserves the credit.
How dare you speak ill of the dear leader?
But it's true, though. This is where that whole positional flexibility with the guys he brings in, that's where it benefits him, right? Because he can change the whole, you know, the whole plan because the players can do more.
I don't know if he accounts for it personnel-wise or if he just accounts for it coaching.
Coaching. It's, I mean, coaching. That's,
right,
yeah,
it's coaching. It's like, you know, are Adam Butler and Danny Shelton, are these guys brilliant personnel moves, or did he just coach them up like you read about and put them in just the perfect spot, and that's why they don't miss Michael Bennett? It's like, I think it's more that second thing. But either way, they don't get hit. Their big misses don't really hit them like other teams.
I still think there's a chance they'll miss Bennett.
Here's Pat in Newton. What do you got, Pat?
The TV crew on Monday night, they were oogling over Belichick's scheme on defense. But really, like, man coverage, it's just player development. It's not scheme. So with that being said, how much credit do you give Steve Belichick, who's been working with the secondary for years?
Chris, let me ask you that.
I think Steve Belichick's a very good coach. I think those guys really respect him. They do. He's in a tough spot, obviously, with who his dad is. And I know everybody thinks he just has the job because of his dad. But he, in talking to those guys down there, like, he has their respect. They respect him and his knowledge of the game and his ability to funnel the game plan through Bill to them. So I think, you know, on his own, Steve Belichick will be a good coach someday in the NFL. Now, it's tough because your dad's the greatest coach of all time. You're always going to be compared to him. But
do you think he's tracking to be a head coach?
I think he could be a head coach. I think, you know, much like Kyle Shanahan is doing his thing, yeah. I think one day Steve Belichick could be on that same path.
I think their talent the linebacking core and the secondary is off the charts.
Chris, do you get the possibility here?
I think that's a tough sell.
Right? Like, so yeah. I always say the Krafts are going to say at some point, Bill, you don't pick the next head coach. We pick the Krafts own the Patriots, not the Belichicks. Sorry. And it's like there's a personality thing in there somewhere.
Yeah.
So I feel it has to be
someone
else.
Very wise once said, there's a difference between owning and renting.
Yeah, right?
And Bill's kind of renting the franchise. Somebody else owns it.
Boy, talk about a nightmare scenario for the league, though. What if the son of Belichick and the son of Kraft
are good?
But are both as good as the two dads?
Oh,
like,
think of that!
Oh my God!
Can I give I'll shower some more.
How old's Brady's kid?
Yeah, Adam and Brockton. It could get worse.
I'll shower some more credit on Bill too. Just what that caller was saying about the man to man, he adjusted to that because the rules changed. Because
absolutely,
their thing used to be, and Felge, I know you know this. It used to be, we're not going to give up any big plays.
Bend don't break.
Yeah, we'll make you have these 11, 12 play drives. And then it got to a point where even the most mediocre of quarterbacks, the Blake Bortles of the world, could do that and score. And so he adjusted and now said, okay, we're going to play more man.
I think he also finally realized Stephon Gilmore is much better as a man corner. Like, didn't they start up playing zone with him and he was all lost and everything? And I think he scored tailored
to the town. They did it in 2014 with Revis and Browner, too.
Okay, we continue with your thoughts on this. I want Gasper's thoughts on the Celtics and my big take, what I want to say here, my...
Your dumb take that you made?
you called a dumb take. I'm saying I'm sticking my neck out in a take. You know what
Your
I mean.
Bold prediction?
How about stupid? Does stupid work?
Gasper on the Celtics after Murray's update.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger and Maz are live at Hurricanes at the Garden with Miller Lite. Hold true. The Celtics home opener is tonight on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Celtics dirtied this game up as much as they possibly But they were outmanned, particularly in the second half. And the Sixers, Eastern Conference favorites in so many people's eyes, hold serve on opening night. The final score, Philadelphia 107, Boston 93.
All right, let's get some Celtics chatter from Gasper here at Hurricanes at the Garden. In advance of the Celtics home opener tonight against Toronto here on 98.5 The Sports Hub, I made a big take bet on the Celtics. Chris, I like them in the East. I like them contending all the way to the end of the East. I said at least they will at least go to the Eastern Conference Finals and take the finalists deep, whatever that means. They're going to go 6-7 games in the East Finals, at least, if not come out of the East. And then the other night happened in Philly, and that scared me a little bit.
Yep, he's shaking.
It scared me a little bit, and then I watched the Bucks last night, and that scared me a little bit because I feel like they're ahead of you right now. As flawed as I still think they are, that's a statement that they made going into Houston last night, winning the way they did. They were down 16, and they won in the fourth quarter with Giannis fouled out, and it was kind of impressive. And so, you know, after one night, I'm kind of scared about my take.
Someone's pulling a Murray.
Oh, yeah. So interesting.
Your thoughts on the Celtics?
I mean, obviously it's only been one game, but it was something that I saw in that game that I was sort of talking about, concerned about before, which is that, look, Kemba Walker's going to have to adjust here. He's going to have to be more efficient. And you see, like, for me, there was a possession there in the fourth quarter. They're down 10, 83-73. There's 8:56 to go. They call a timeout. They come out of that. Kemba Walker has the ball. He dribbles around. No one else touched the ball. He heaves up a 20-foot jumper that misses. Simmons comes down the other time and scores. They're down 12, and Dive's like, that's the game. And so when I look at Kemba, you know, he's coming off a career year. But last year, do you know he attempted the second most shots in the league behind only Harden?
Yes.
He was third in shots attempted per game. That's going to be different here, and it has to be different here for them to get everybody clicking on all cylinders, and it might take a little bit of time. He's going to have to be a more efficient player.
Can you see them contending in the East? Contending to come out of the East?
I can see them contending, but I think they're in a good spot in that people aren't expecting that.
They're back.
Well, some people are.
They're back. Well, except for Falker. but they're back to being sort of what they were before, right? Which is, okay, well, everyone's talking about Milwaukee and Philly. They're not the clear-cut favorites.
This is my bet. This is when Stevens and they've been at their best.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly. This okay, is when they're at their best.
When you say what they were before, Chris, how far back are you going?
I'll go back to the first year of Kyrie, the year before that. I mean,
No.
Once Gordon Hayward went down, was anybody expecting they were going to go to the Eastern Conference Finals?
They still had Horford, didn't they?
They did, but nobody was thinking they were going to go to the Conference Finals.
Stop it.
Okay, but again.
Stop it.
See, but this is where everybody's making the mistake.
Okay.
Like, go back to, you know where they're going to go back to?
Isaiah Thomas.
Pre-Horford.
Sure.
Pre-Horford.
Yeah.
That's where they're going back to. When Horford got here, they started going to Conference Finals. Before Horford, they were a nice little team that got their ass kicked in the first round.
The cast is much better now than it was when Horford first got here?
I'm not convinced. It's better.
I mean, that was the Jay Crowder,
Avery Bradley.
Yep. Like, it was that group.
Correct.
They're talking Tatum, Brown, Hayward. Come on, this group's much better.
It's better. How much better, I don't know. And again, see, the play that bugged me the other night, there was a similar play with Tatum where they started to close the gap. Tatum just hogged the ball, went to the hoop, lost control, got stripped, and went the other way. And I said, here we go. Same thing. And I'm sorry, they have no presence in the paint at either end of the floor.
Cantor wasn't bad.
Please.
I'm with you in that the lack of facilitating. You look at the numbers in the starting five, it's two assists each, and Brown had none because he fouled out so fast. Like, that is the thing that has to absolutely change.
Here's what scared me is that there was no offense. It's like I thought, okay, you lop off the poison. Kyrie's out of here. They go back to sharing the ball, well-coached, cohesive unit on both ends of the floor. And on offense, I thought it was just isolation ball.
It was the same thing as last year, taking turns. Oh, it's my turn.
Right?
Oh, it's your turn. Oh, it's my turn. Oh, it's your turn.
Oh,
it's
and
like
I'm
tag
like,
team.
Wait a minute. You got rid of the a-hole, so what? Go back to being the old Hickory here. Like, what happened? And then defensively, to allow Ben Simmons to go off like that when all you got to do is keep him out of the paint, is all you got to do is like just get back on him, is I thought a disgrace. You know, he didn't have to attempt one shot outside the paint.
I believe it. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much his game, but that's why the Sixers brought in Al Horford. That's why, you know, they re-signed Tobias Harris. They want to space it out a little bit. But again, for you to lose that game when the Sixers at one point in it were 3-for-24 from three, which is the biggest question about the Sixers, that's tough. That's tough for the Celtics. You know, I just think they're going to have to find some continuity here and some chemistry here, and they couldn't do it last year. He swapped out Kemba. He's in place of Kyrie, and I'm just not sure it's, like, automatic. Because Kemba's going to have to adjust his game. Because my concern is, throughout his eight-year career, he's been a good player, but he's been in the playoffs twice. He's never been out of the first round. Is he just one of those guys who racks up great stats on bad teams?
Yep. Can I ask the same thing about Gordon Hayward? I mean, I know. So people were encouraged by the 25 points or 24 points the other night. I still looked at him and say, where's the explosiveness? Or, I don't know, I still wonder. But the same thing with him. Was he just the best player on a bad Utah team?
Well, look, that team was in the East. The West. And to get into the second round, for him to drag that team into the second round, and then they ran into Golden State his last year there, he was really good. He's not back to being what he was before. My thing with him is, how come he can't put it together where it's like he's doing what he did last night, getting to the free throw line, but also making shots from the three-point line? Like, it's a red flag for me on this team that he didn't attempt a single three. They need him to knock down shots. I felt that last year, too. It's great that he's great off the pick and roll, and it's great that he kind of, like, Mr. Magoo feels his way through the paint and, you know, gets to the free throw line. But they need him to knock down some outside shots to help space the floor.
Who do you like?
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
It's a B-grade team. I mean, they just are.
It's a B-grade conference. This is the point.
Yeah. Well, then they're perfect.
Well, exactly.
Because
they are contenders. Yeah, they are among the Bs.
The problem is, there are two teams that are A's, I think.
As a top-shelf guy.
Is Philly an A?
Is Philly an A?
They are not. Milwaukee might be.
Milwaukee's an A.
Milwaukee might be. They looked good last night. But I still think Giannis still has to prove himself as a shooter and a free-throw shooter at that. Before I'm willing to give them a full chance, I still think they're imperfect and are vulnerable, as you found out last year. But who do you like in the league? Like, how do you like the league?
I mean, I like the league. The Clippers, I think they have all the right pieces. You look at Doc, he's taking the team to the mountaintop. They have a good culture there, which when you look at the Celtics last year, it's like you can't put a price on that, having the right culture and guys that will buy in. You have guys like Montrezl Harrell that will do it, Patrick Beverley, guys that can impact the game without scoring all the time. So
The Clippers look really strong to me. I like your guys, you know, in Milwaukee. I'm intrigued to see what Denver can do. I like that Denver team. People still sleeping on Jokic, I think.
How do you feel about Philly?
I like Philly with Horford there. My biggest thing on Philly is I'm just not sure they have enough shooting. I mean, they've lost J.J. Redick. You know, Butler wasn't a great shooter to begin with. I'm not sure. Tobias Harris didn't shoot well with them. I think he can shoot, and Al will help space the floor. But I'm just not sure they have enough outside shooting because Simmons is what he is. He's not going to take those shots.
What'd you make of that puke grabbing the mic in Brooklyn before that game?
Well, no, I wanted to ask you that. I sent that to you. I thought it was I thought it was heartfelt, Jim. I thought it was really,
yeah, it was,
you know,
getting
genuine.
All fake choked up.
It was right from the heart.
I need a moment here. No, you don't.
How about
don't.
That? That was
and
good.
All those suckers, oh, they ate it all up. We've lived this. You know how this ends. If you don't, you know how we all do. So fair warning to Brooklyn Nets fans. It's going to end poorly with that. Disingenuous a-hole. God.
I think he was legitimately choked up.
Oh, there. Please.
You know, because he pretty much was planning that moment.
That was embarrassing.
He was planning that moment from 30 seconds after he pledged to stay here.
Can I just do this now? Because you just expressed the feeling of most Celtics fan and most Celtics media that I hear. So, should the Celtics have brought him back?
No.
Why?
No, because of everything that he was the problem in the locker room last year.
So then was it a mistake for Danny Ainge to bring him in the first place?
No, you don't twist this around. No, at the time, no, because
so
you didn't know it was
this is so not consistent.
You didn't know it was going to turn into.
I hear this all the time. Oh, good luck, Brooklyn! You're about to see this guy. Oh,
because his attitude,
Brooklyn,
and how
you
he carries
idiots,
himself,
you're bringing in this a-hole.
Has devolved in the last 3 years.
Nah, he's the same guy. So, but
he's never this bad.
But
I'd have brought him back.
But
me too, man.
So these guys are consistent. Yeah. But most of the green teamers go, "Oh, stupid Brooklyn! Oh, you idiots! You're about to see what an a-hole." Hold this, guys. You idiots, Brooklyn. Okay. Fair enough. Did Danny H make a mistake by doing what Brooklyn's doing right now? I can't hear you, green teamers.
He did not. The team he had a ceiling on it. He had Isaiah Thomas with a bad hip.
You can't have it both ways.
You got to go for it. They went for it. And
so then Brooklyn's going for it. You can't have it both ways. Either you're smart and Brooklyn's smart, or Brooklyn's dumb and you're dumb.
Well,
you can't have it both ways.
I think Brooklyn's smart.
Here's the thing about that, and I'm sure Jimmy would back me up on this. Do you think Brooklyn was going to take just Kyrie Irving?
No, probably not. I mean, that's
the answer is no. Right? They weren't going to. They needed Kevin Durant to go along with Kyrie Irving.
There you go.
So I don't know what that means.
It's a package deal.
So did Danny Ainge think he was getting just Kyrie Irving, or did he think he was getting All-Star Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving?
Yeah, well, it turns out, what's Gordon Hayward? I would not put Gordon Hayward and Kevin Durant in the same conversation.
Okay, but yeah, I agree with you on that. But did anybody know that Gordon Hayward was going to destroy himself less than 6 minutes into his Celtics career?
I still don't know what Gordon Hayward was.
They did the press conference together.
I know
Kyrie
that.
Was psyched
I know.
About it. It's
I know.
About to be crazy, G. Like,
I know.
It was supposed to be a partnership.
All
it never
I'm
materialized.
Saying is, Brooklyn can't be stupid, and you can't be brilliant for signing the same a-hole. That
sounds pretty fair, actually.
Not consistent. But again, we're asking what? Who?
Can Brooklyn be brilliant and you be stupid?
That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, that I'm in.
I'm trying to get
maybe that. The Celtics just broke him in for Brooklyn, you know? Mario, you've been in those relationships. You're just making the person better for somebody else.
That's all.
Right. And he's good, though, isn't he? Ooh,
oh,
is
man.
He good?
I was watching that. I have to say, it was amazing. I was like, this is great. Celtics could use a little of this right now.
My favorite part is Kyrie Irving missing the game-winning shot.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Fitting.
Him even getting that shot off and keeping the dribble alive when he hit the turf. Hit the deck. That was unbelievable.
I can tell you this. I was a hell of a lot more entertained watching him the other night.
By the way, can I just say really quickly, that's what engaged Kyrie looks like versus what we saw against
Absolutely,
Milwaukee in the
playoffs. Absolutely, Chris. I said the same thing. Talk about a guy who had checked out.
Yep.
Oh, he was absolutely – he was interested in playing the other night.
But again, I think I'm on sound footing there.
Brooklyn
can't – oh, no. I mean, my Celtics take – to TBD.
The ground's moving underneath you.
TBD.
Tremors.
They better win tonight and, you know, make me feel a little bit better because that was not pretty the other night. But Brooklyn can't be stupid and you be smart when you're signing the same a-hole. Be consistent. Try it. Just try it, Celtics fans. Long commercial free segment is next. We'll say goodbye to Gasper as well.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
The Celtics are at the Garden tonight. Felger and Maz are Hurricanes right now with Miller Lite on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Oh man. I'm eternally grateful to be here, back home in front of you guys with my teammates. On behalf of us. Oh man, I'm sorry, it's just hitting me right now. I appreciate you guys, and I look forward to you guys supporting us all season. Let's go Nets.
You enjoy that, Murray?
No, I didn't. And I'm glad the way that ended couldn't have been any better because he's had so many empty stats. I saw it here, and now the Nets fans can enjoy it. And at the time, they were right to bring him in here. He's devolved into a bigger a-hole. It was right at the time, and now the Brooklyn Nets are a-holes. That can be true. You don't have to be consistent.
He's the same a-hole.
No, he's not. He's become a bigger, gaping a-hole.
Oh, he's the same a-hole.
I'm just glad he found some peace.
This is the plan the whole time. You guys, this is what I've been thinking about. Oh, I'm getting a little choked up. Someone should have taken that mic and hit him over the head.
No, I just can't stand him.
Ugh.
I forgot how much he just spews. Like a dumb guy who thinks he's smart.
Tool.
Like, oh, he just spews. He just talks.
It's just about him. It's always about him.
I miss Kyrie.
And while that was, okay, neat to watch. You know, you're a Hoops fan. You watch that, and it's like NBA street moves. Ooh, he falls down. He still doesn't lose his handle. He's taking 15 seconds off the clock. Find someone else that might be open on your team, you selfish.
50 points, no turnovers in that game. It's hard to do.
So, yeah. And a
loss.
Empty stats, Murray. Well, let's do this. The Nets are stupid, but Danny's brilliant. That's great. No, Pete in the car. Go ahead. Give that to me.
Yeah, Felger, you're not allowing for something called information to play in there. When they went after Kyrie in the first place, we all thought, oh, he's under the thumb of LeBron. He really wants to be a leader. You know, it's really he's just looking for a shot.
And Danny didn't do his homework.
But you're wrong because you found out that during the year, the guy can't lead, that he's an asset. And so, therefore, now the Nets are making a mistake to expect this guy to be the pivotal piece of their franchise.
It's Danny's job to be one step ahead, not one step behind, Pete. It's Danny's job to figure that out before he brings him in. Well, of course, yeah, we all found out what he was when he was here. But it's your job to know what he is before you sign him.
But do you think that Kyrie now knows what he is and knows he's not that type of leader?
Nope.
Which Kyrie couldn't have known until he came here and tried to do it. Because remember all this stuff, apologizing to LeBron and admitting it's difficult. I think Kyrie thought he could lead a team and then found out he can't.
I just think it's your job to assess the guy and what he'll be in your place. And you got it wrong. You got it wrong. Or you got it right and the Nets got it right. You can't have it both ways. But I hear it all the time. Oh, the Nets, ha ha, wait till you get a load of this a-hole. But Danny, brilliant move, bring him in. Brilliant, brilliant. One step ahead.
So Chris,
ridiculous.
Chris, I think Kyrie said that stuff.
Yeah.
But I think he goes home every day and believes that he's still the man and he's the leader. That's what I think. And I think so. Now, look, he's got Durant. So when Durant comes back, this year is almost an easy write-off for him because he doesn't have Durant healthy. And when Durant comes and plays, they'll be spectacular together.
Eric, on the South Shore, on the Celts. Go ahead, Eric.
How's it going, guys? I honestly think the Celtics are going to be a fraud this year. They'll be mediocre at best. I think the Heat are going to be number four team in the East.
Who's three?
Obviously behind three, I'd give it to Philly, and then I'd give it Raptors, and then Bucks. Huh. Reason being is because, honestly, a bunch of young talent, don't really see it going anywhere. A bunch of individuals, you guys have been seeing on it all day. Another big important factor also I try to add in there is Al Horford. Al Horford left, biggest leadership guy, playmaker, banger under the boards. to be honest with you. He left.
Well, let me just stop you there. I also feel like their offense went through him, the high pick and roll.
Absolutely.
I didn't see it the other night. So I think that's as big of a thing as anything. And I do agree they played like individuals. But the Raptors, caller? You think the Raptors are a real contender, Chris?
I'll tell you, I mean, if Siakam's going to continue to grow the way that he's growing, you got a career game from Van Vliet. Kyle Lowry's still there. They're a middle-of-the-pack team. I don't think that they're going to win the East, but they're a legit middle-of-the-pack team. I said this about the Celtics. It's really interesting. Like, if everything goes right, they could emerge. Maybe somehow they end up winning the East. They also could be the third-best team in their own division.
So, Chris, you've got, you're wearing Hugo Boss, obviously, so you're covering the game tonight or something like that?
I am covering the game, yes, I am.
So, what, so who are you wearing today?
This shirt actually is Hugo Boss.
Thank you. All right, I got it. You know, tight Euro fitting. I think I got that.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And so does the Wood buy that stuff for you?
No.
What's this pin you got here?
So this is my friend Jacqueline Beatty, who's a designer, and she does this stuff. Yeah.
That's Christopher
she's a
Hugo.
It's a Jacqueline Beatty pin. Okay.
It is. Yeah, it is.
And how are we accessorizing today?
The boss man.
You guys are funny. Yeah. It's the NBA.
You know? I know, exactly. You got to dress the part.
Where's the pocket square?
You know, it's funny. It didn't match this tie, so I had to take it out.
Oh, see. I knew you had one.
I did have one.
Thanks for coming by, Chris.
Good to see you guys.
All right. We'll see you next week. It's Eric Gasper Murray Extravaganza.
11-2, including the second Sports Up Celtics show. So we'll be all over this game tomorrow at noon.
Beauty. Chris will be dressed up. Murray won't be.
Yeah. That's tomorrow. We have 90 seconds here for an update. No commercials. And then I promise, your phones in their entirety here in a final hour on an agenda-free.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend, and that's something that for the longest time I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.